That's for my crazy day. My packed commute. All those unread emails in my inbox. But I'm getting stronger, faster, and pushing myself further every day. I don't care if I'm not like everyone else. This punching bag is the best way to end my day.
Fearless is knowing yoga isn't your style. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits at fepblue.org/getmore.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia Eagles, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to the Locked On Eagles podcast. I'm your host, Teron Davenport, and we are here to bring you your daily Eagles talk. We're going to have a conversation about a variety of things today. I do want to focus on a lot of the hype and attention that's being paid towards Carson Wentz, your Philadelphia Eagles rookie quarterback. Definitely a guy who has come in and taken things by storm. I really have been impressed with the way he played, so we're just going to talk a little bit about that and a few other things. And just kicking it off, looking at what Wentz has been able to do, I mean, statistically, he's not lighting the world on fire, but, it's not all about stats. And not everyone is a fantasy football quarterback that's going to be someone that's going to put up the huge numbers that you want to win in fantasy football. However, when you look at just being a winning quarterback, there's something that he brings to the table. And when I say that, what I mean is just the ability to bring confidence to the huddle, the ability to bring swagger, the ability to just, control and manage the game. And so often we call a game manager, we use that as a way to talk negatively about a guy. But when you look at some of the best quarterbacks ever, that's exactly what they are, game managers. Joe Montana, in my book, is the best quarterback ever. And when you talk about numbers, his statistics don't weigh up to a lot of other guys like a Dan Marino or Brett Favre. But when it came time to manage the football game and keep your team in the game with an option to win, that's what Montana brought to the table. Now, don't get me wrong. Please do not misunderstand what I'm saying. I am in no way comparing Carson Wentz to Joe Montana. So don't take it there. All I'm saying is when you use the game manager term, it's not always a negative thing. If you look at the stats that Carson Wentz has for the season, he has passed. His completion percentage is pretty high. I'm going to give him that. He has passed. Let's look at the full season here. I had just one game up, so let's look at the full season. All right, so you got a 60% completion percentage, which is pretty good. When you look at completion percentage, you also need to look at yards per attempt, 6.6. 43 out of 71 attempts, 468 yards in two games, three touchdowns. I think that is pretty good. Sacks, he's been sacked four times and for a loss of 18 yards. His QB rating, for those who like the QBR, which I don't really care for, but that's a different conversation. The QBR is 94.1. So here's the deal. When you look at Carson Wentz, you get a guy who is going to extend plays. You get a guy who's going to give you an option to have a breakdown in a play lead to a big play. And when I say that, a good example of that would be during the game on Monday night against the Bears. He was able to break the pocket. He attacked the line of scrimmage, and he threw the ball downfield. It was just a bit underthrown, but Nelson Agholor probably should have came up with the catch. He knows he should have. It was a double catch, and when he went to catch it on the second catch, so to speak, the DB was able to knock the football out of his hands. That is a play that you don't get with some other quarterbacks, but you get with Carson Wentz. And when I say some other quarterbacks, I'm talking about guys who stay in the pocket, who aren't able to buy that time, guys who are statues, so to speak, that don't give you an extra element that will allow you to make plays when the play breaks down. That's what you get from Carson Wentz. And that's just a part of the things that aren't listed in the stat sheet. When you look at what he brings to the table. There is a lot. You have the ability also to be able to change plays. I mean, that's something that's important. He has the mindset to know when it's time to make a check. He could pick up the blitz. And when you have defenses that are going against a rookie quarterback, they're going to blitz you. You know, they want to throw the book at you because they want to see how you're going to respond. And the Bears did that in so many ways. And there were a few plays where Wentz did respond, and he was able to pick up the blitz and you know, make the route conversion. Jordan Matthews ran the slant. He ran to the place that was vacated by the blitzing corner, the defensive back, and you had a four-yard gain. And that's what you want. That's what you want to see from a quarterback. That's what you want to see from a receiver also, because you definitely have to be on the same page with your quarterback and be able to know, okay, this blitz is coming. I do have to convert my route. This is where I have to go. My quarterback's expecting me to be there, so I have to get there. And that's what you get out of this tandem. Now, obviously, there were a couple plays in which, you know, Jordan Matthews would like to have back. The deep pass that he caught, well, that he should have caught for a touchdown, you know, he lost that one in the lights. He would like to have that back. But I think that the real key for that is to have that next play mentality. And he came back on the next play and, it, you know, just for the rest of the game. Like, he didn't allow that to damper him and damage what he was able to do on the day. Carson Wentz didn't allow that play, that drop, to make him not go to Matthews again. Wentz is mature enough, and this is what is expected of a quarterback. You go to your reads, you go through your progression, you throw it to the open man. You don't focus on anybody. Now, when we look at that game manager type of standpoint, here's a perfect example. Carson Wentz was 21 of 34 for 190 yards and one touchdown. When you look at that box score, you're going to say, oh, you know, that's not really a good game for a quarterback. But in fact, it is, because there's zero turnovers. Not putting your defense in harm's way is a part of the game that you have to do in order to have winning football. Now, there was one play where Wentz was scrambling to his left and he threw it back towards the middle of the field. He kind of threw, you know, against his momentum, but Nelson Aguilar went up and made a play on the football in traffic. That is a throw that you probably wouldn't make. You probably shouldn't make. But that was really the only time in two games I've seen him put the ball in harm's way. So there's definitely some good things with Wentz. And a part of being a game manager, a superior game manager, is to not turn the football over. And that's what Wentz brought to the table. So I think Wentz is a guy that the ceiling is high for him. He can only continue to get better. There are going to be games where he's not going to have a good one. And it's just going to be about how are you going to respond to that. This game coming up against the Steelers is a good gauge, because I think the Steelers are going to be able to put the Eagles in a situation where they're going to have to take some shots. They're going to have to, you know, go for it a little bit more and be more aggressive on offense to offset the points that the Steelers will probably be able to put up. But I want to see that matchup against the defense. We're going to talk about that later on this week. So that's going to be a really good game. And I tell you what, I don't know if you guys play the sports books or not, but if you do, this would be a really interesting game to play. And I tell you what you need to do, get into action and play like the pros at mybookie.net. It's the most exciting online experience for sports fans. MyBookie features real Vegas odds and incredible player props on every football game. If the game already kicked off, don't worry about it. They have live in-game odds, and it's updated in real time, so it's never too late to make a play. For you guys that don't use smartphones, you could always call the number 844-722-2387. And I tell you, it's optimized for smartphone users also, so you can have nonstop action on the go. Go online, type MyBookie in your browser, sign up today. Use the promo code. This is just for you, Eagles fans. It is just for you. Use the promo code EAGLES. So what you chant on game day is what you use for the code, all capitals, EAGLES. Definitely be sure to enter that, so that way you could be entered into the $1 million prize pool. You could join the thousands of online players that are already playing. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today. So just in wrapping up, I just want to touch on Nelson Agholor and what you saw from him, because you are seeing a progression. You're seeing a guy that's now attacking the football. You're seeing a guy that is willing to make plays. You're seeing a guy that's playing with confidence. And I really like the play call that they're using in order to get him the football. Really good play call. And we talked about it on Breakfast on Broad this morning, how they sent Nelson Agholor in motion. He crossed the formation. He came back. And that was allowed them to define whether or not it was in man defense. It showed that they were trying to set up a pick, so to speak. That was a good point by Barrett Brooks. And Carson Wentz got the ball. He threw it to Agholor quickly to allow him to get the ball in open field and make a play. It was a little bit of a high throw, and that's why Agholor had to jump up for it. But they still had a good gain on the first drive. And that tempo on that first drive was really there. You saw them, you know, going empty backfield and just working the way down the football field. And Agholor was a big part of that. And you're seeing a guy, like I said, that's attacking the football. He's aggressive. We talked about the pass that he probably should have caught, you know, but if it was thrown a little bit further out there, he would have been able to go get it on the double move. They went to him on the fade as well. So I really like the fact that they're getting Agholor involved, and that's what they have to do every week. And I think the game plan is just going to continue to evolve, and it's going to include multiple guys, not just Agholor. So keep an eye out for that. That's something to definitely watch and take heed to. And it's going to be interesting seeing how that develops. Dorial Green-Beckham is another one that I think they need to get involved. He had a nice catch on the slant for a first down, used his big body. That's what you want from a guy that big, and he's a big target, so they need to use him. Josh Huff as well. There are so many guys on this team, so many weapons, that it's going to be difficult to get everyone involved every week. Some guys are going to be, you know, the featured guy one week and the forgotten one the following. Trey Burton, speaking of which, was a guy who stepped up. You know, he had a pretty good game. He had the touchdown, and they were able to use him in multiple ways. Definitely expect to see that to continue to happen. When they can get Zach Ertz back, they'll be able to work that true 12 personnel and even three tight end formation that they like to use also. So you're going to see the offense continue to evolve. It's going to be really interesting watching how this whole thing comes about. That's the show today, guys. I appreciate you tuning in. Definitely be sure to follow on Twitter at @TDavenport_NFL. Follow the EaglesWire.USAToday.com for your daily Eagle updates. This podcast on iTunes, be sure to follow that. Locked On Eagles, subscribe on iTunes, and that way you can get your Monday through Friday hard-hitting, straight-to-the-point analysis and Eagles talk. Thanks for tuning in. We're out of here.
Football season is here, and you can get in the action and play like the pros at MyBookie.net. At MyBookie.net, you can feel the excitement of predicting your favorite sports. It's never too late to make a play. You can even use your smartphone for nonstop action on the go. MyBookie.net. Go online now. Use promo code EAGLES to be entered into their $1 million prize pool, or call 844-722-2387. Join the thousands of online players already playing. Only the biggest, only the best. Only at MyBookie.net. Sign up today.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst. Catalyst.